Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty God,
Lord, you've been good, so very good. Lord, you've been good to me all of my life. Lord, you've been good, so very good. You've been good to me all of my life. Sing it. Lord, you've been good, so very good. Lord, you've been good to me all of my life. you've been good to me all of my life. Yes, you have.
Sing of the good.
I will sing of the goodness of God.
You're my glory, and the lifter of my head. You're my glory, Lord, and the lifter of my head. For Thou, Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the for the glory and the lifter of our heads. Hallelujah. Friends, lift up your countenance, for there is one whose light shines upon you. He is your glory. He alone can be the lifter of your head. Hallelujah. All glory to the Father.
Attendees in this conference, your host has joined.
morning. Good morning. God bless you.
God, we praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Uriah Sandeya Kurumosateria Kuruma Sandedi. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, Yekuriama Sandeya Karamasateria Karamasi, and all that he's done for us, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God for saving us. Hallelujah. While we were yet sinners, the Lord redeemed us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. He paid that price once and for all 2,000 years ago on the cross. Before we were even born, Jesus had already done it for us. Ah, hallelujah, he did it once and for all for generations, yet to come 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah, I don't know about you, but I'm so excited, because if Jesus had not paid that price for us, redeem us, can you him every year, we would have to hope for atonement, that will still have the Old Testament days with the atonement, with the high priest, with the lamb. But and it's every year. Can you imagine? Every year, every year. Every year, every year, every year. So whether you were born this year or that year, every year. But Jesus, for 2,000 years ago, paid that price once for every one of us. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful to Jesus Christ. When you take your time and read the Old Testament and read about how they had to do certain things, the God had required certain ways, certain type of lamb and certain things. Hallelujah. We praise God. We praise God that Jesus paid the price once and for all. I don't take these things lightly. I don't take them for granted. Jesus paid it all. Jesus had you as an individual on his mind. But he went to the cross. Jesus had you on his mind when he went to the cross. Bible tells us his thought towards us are thoughts of good, thoughts of peace, and not evil, to bring us to his expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. So his thoughts, you, his thoughts are, before I was even born, before you were even born, those thoughts towards us was good. When he went to the cross, he thought about generations and generations and generations and generations. He was not just thinking about that present generation, but he was thinking about generations yet unborn. He was thinking of a generation who had gone before, who was waiting for him to open the gates for them to go into heaven. What wonderful, wonderful God. Hallelujah. That he went to the cross with you on his mind. And so, Father, this morning, I am so overwhelmed with joy, overflowing with joy. Lord, you went to the cross with me, your mind. Lord, I thank you for going to the cross with me. I was in your thoughts when you went to the cross. My children were in your thoughts when you went to the cross. My grandchildren were in your thoughts when you went to the cross. My great-grandchildren were in your thoughts when you went to the cross. My grandparents were in their thoughts when you went to the cross. Parents were in your thoughts when you went to the cross. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to just to think that the creator, the CEO of the universe, our Father, went to the cross with this ministry on his mind. Hallelujah. If we could only have the mind of Jesus Christ, we will not only think about ourselves, me, myself, and I. We will not think about our thoughts will not like Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the mind of Christ be in us. And this is why Jesus prayed. He did certain things a certain way. Hallelujah. We will not just be thinking about ourselves. We will not just be thinking about this minute. Everything we will do, we will not just do for our children. We will not just do for our grandchildren. We will do for generations yet unborn, because we will go, hallelujah, we will do things, we will live lives, hallelujah, that will affect generations, your great, we should be living lives and doing things that our great grandchildren, hallelujah, will receive from what we've done now. And I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about personality, the way we live, the way we talk, the things we do. Hallelujah. What spiritual legacy? What is your spiritual legacy that you're leaving that another generation, from one generation to the next generation? Hallelujah. Jesus had me on his mind. As a soldier, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, and took the time to pray for me. Hallelujah. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. We prayed for now, we pray for tomorrow, but we do not pray for the generations yet unborn. We do not decree, declare, and prophesy upon our generations yet unborn. Hallelujah. When I look at generations, hallelujah, yet unborn, and I look at my grandson, hallelujah. any one of my grandchildren, I just see, what do I see? I don't just see him. So when I pray for him, I pray for the generations that will come from him, from his seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is how we need to learn how to pray, not just for now, for the generations yet unborn. Jesus thought about us 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Lord, we magnify your name, oh God. Think about the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 I met a man from Galilee. His name is Jesus. All I have to do is call on the name of Jesus. Just call on the name of Jesus. That's where the power is. Call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus this morning. Wake up and call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let Jesus know how much you love him, how much you appreciate him. Let him know, thank you, Jesus, for always being there for me, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, the anointed one, the Messiah, Yeshua Mashiach. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We worship you, oh God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you in advance. Hallelujah. Thank you for now. Thank you for yesterday. Hallelujah. Thank you for today and thank you for tomorrow. We bless your name. We are grateful to you, oh God. Hallelujah. We adore you. We worship you, oh God. We glorify your name. All the glory of your presence. We bless your name. You are the glory and the lifter of our heads. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. Your mercies are new every morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, 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 mercy. Lord, be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy. Forgive us, O God, for everything that we've done that is not pleasing in you, O God. We repent of all that we've done in thoughts, in words, in deeds, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are truly sorry. We cry out to you for mercy, Abba Father. 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 Mercy, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Mercy, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Mercy, yeah, 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 yeah. We call to you, Almighty God, for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. O God, we took our spirit. Hallelujah, the blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we took everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. What the word, let the blood speak for us. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our physical bodies, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, we speak healing. We speak wholeness to our bodies through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. The blood, the blood, the blood. We took everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood, of Jesus, oh God. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our siblings in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, Father God, each and every one under the sound of our voice, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light of life upon us, oh God. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children. In the name of Jesus, on our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, on our spouses. In the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around our children. Be a wall of fire around our grandchildren and the glory within them, oh God. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus, 24/7. And the glory, within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, send your holy angels to minister to us, to do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, war on our behalf. Do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we need divine angelic assistance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so Father God, send your holy angels, the angels that we are entitled to, individually, oh God, a cooperatively, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to do the biddings of Almighty God, in our lives, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, help us to walk by faith and not by sight, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, empty us of ourselves and fill us up with your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, fill us up, oh God, we want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Fill us up. Oh, God, anointed Jesus Christ. Activate the fire of God that is within us. Let it burn. Let it burn, oh God. You make your ministers a flaming fire, oh God. The fire in us, oh God. Let that altar, oh God, that is in in us, oh God. We are you make your ministers. Holy are my flames of fire. We are the flames of fire for Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, I decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus, let there be a cleansing, cleansing of our thoughts, cleansing of our minds. Cleanse us, O God. Purify us, O God. For you are holy, you are righteous, O God. Lord, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Almighty God, we praise you. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Pour your horn of oil upon us this morning in the name of Jesus. Your horn of oil, hallelujah, upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, your horn of oil, pour it, O God. O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning to each and every one of you. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us go into the word of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Conference recording started.
John 10. Verily, verily, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolves attack. The man runs away because he is hired. He is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. Verse 14, I am a good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Hallelujah. Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. And then we look at Ezekiel 34:23. Says, I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them, and he will tend them and be their shepherd. Jesus came as a shepherd. He came into this world as a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Luke 2:8-11. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David is a Savior. He has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Hallelujah. The shepherd, he came as a shepherd. He did not come as an exalted king. The shepherd is a permanent, meaningful metaphor in the Bible. When you look at Adonai, the word Adonai, in fact, Adonai is referred to as a shepherd in Genesis 49:24 and in Isaiah 40:11. God is described as a tender shepherd who cares for his people, his flock. Let's look at Genesis 49:44. Hallelujah. We see the Lord, Almighty God. Almighty God, he is what? Our shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you look at it, it's in Genesis 49. Hallelujah. It says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. This 39:24, okay. Hallelujah. It says, but this ball remains steady. His ball remains steady. That's the Lord. His strong arm stays limber because of the hand of the mighty one of Jacob, because of the shepherd, the rock of Israel, because of your father, God, who helps you. because of the Almighty who blesses you with the blessings of the skies above. So you see that God is, the Lord is Almighty God, our Father is the shepherd. Hallelujah. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lamb in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Who is that? The Lord. Isaiah 41, 11. Hallelujah. Then we look at Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Tells us that the Lord is our shepherd. He protects his flock from evil. Hallelujah. Why is God's flock compared to sheep and not cattle, chicken, or horses? Why? Sheep are in need of leadership. Without it, they wander off and are injured and killed. Isaiah explains that we are all like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. Isaiah 53, verse 6. This was just as true in his time, 700 years before the birth of Yeshua, as it is now. Hallelujah. It takes special qualities to be a shepherd of sheep and of people. In ancient times, God often appointed those who demonstrated skill and wisdom in their leadership and care for the sheep with the privilege of leading God's people. Hallelujah. Shepherds can become great leaders. So many great Jewish leaders were shepherds. God had big shepherds with a proven record of trustworthiness in caring for their sheep to be the patriarch and first leaders of Israel. The first one, notably, we see Abraham, we see Isaac, we see Jacob, Moses, and King David. What is it about shepherds that they can slip so easily into leadership role? For one, shepherd has a lot they watch over the animals. I think I spoke about that. When they watch over the animals, they have a lot of time to think. According to one of the rabbis, the shepherd has to have wisdom, leadership skills, have time to think about the mediocre, have time to reason of things. And that shepherd, as he watches over the sheep, he has time to reflect on God, have time to speak to the Lord, have time to fellowship, have time to develop an intimate relationship with God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the world has gone bad because the shepherds now, they're not only in the church, we look at leadership in the world, they don't care for the sheep. Who can I call shepherd? We call presidents of nations. We can call them shepherds because they don't watch over the sheep. They don't watch over their people. Everything is for selfish gain. But thank God that God is our shepherd. We shall not want. Hallelujah. Thank God we have a shepherd that cares for us. We have a shepherd that we can lean on. We have a shepherd that will make sacrifices for us. Hallelujah. We have a shepherd that will protect us from evil. We have a shepherd that we will not lack. We have a shepherd that will take us beside the still waters. We have a shepherd that will lead us in the path of righteousness by his name's sake. We have a shepherd that prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. We have a shepherd who will let his goodness and mercy follow us. Who is that shepherd? It is the Lord. He is a shepherd. Jesus is a shepherd, the good shepherd. Hallelujah. Watching over the sheep, a good shepherd will not scattered as sheep, not cause confusion. A good shepherd brings unity, love, and oneness. And who is that? Jesus Christ. Abba Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Unity, oneness. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd. Father God, we thank you. We bless your name. We praise you that we can depend on you. You are trustworthy. 24/7, we can call upon you. Thank you, Lord, that you protected us from the wolves and the bears of this world. Thank you, Lord, that you always provided for us and our children. Thank you, Lord, for your healing, for your deliverance, for your, oh God, you such an awesome, awesome, a mighty shepherd. He's a mighty, mighty, mighty good shepherd. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that even when one of us go astray, Lord, you go and you look for us. Hallelujah. You are mighty, mighty, mighty good shepherd. And so, Lord, we bless your name, our mighty good shepherd. Hallelujah. We praise your name, our mighty good shepherd. Thank you that your thoughts towards us are good and not evil, to bring us to your expected end. Thank you. Our shepherd thinks about us all the time. Thank you, our good shepherd. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Number 3, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Number 4, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for thorn and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness, his mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest for me a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Lord, as we get to pray this prayer, we pray this prayer also for our children in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Speak your children in before we go further. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray this prayer, oh God, for Al and Ricky and Crystal in the name of Jesus. The Lord is their shepherd. I pray for Tina. The Lord is a shepherd, oh God. Lord, I pray for my grandchildren in the name of Jesus, oh God. The Lord is their shepherd in the name of Jesus. The Lord is Kamari's shepherd. The Lord is Mandeska's shepherd. The Lord is Makari's shepherd. The Lord is CJ's shepherd. The Lord is Christian Michael's shepherd. The Lord is Joshua's shepherd. The Lord is Zechariah's shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is Apostle Boy, my husband's shepherd. The Lord is, hallelujah, our shepherd. Those that are on the prayer line, the Lord is, I am that I am, prayer tabernacle ministers. Shepherd, hallelujah, he is the good shepherd. And so we say, as we pray this prayer, as you call the names of your children, hallelujah, the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. And so, Father, as we proceed to say this song, we say it on behalf of ourselves, say it on behalf of our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of ourselves. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointed our heads with oil. Our cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray it one more time for your children, for your grandchildren, for your spouse. Hallelujah. For those that are connected to you. Call their names and pray. Hallelujah. Including yourself. Oh God, Yekuria Master. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. He leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Oh, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. Thy bears a table And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, we are my son, Deriako. Amen and amen. I decree, declare, and prophesy in the heavens, in the earth, in the universe. Heaven is hearing my voice. Hallelujah. The Lord is our I am that I am. Break Tabernacle Ministries. Shepherds, those that are members, a part of this ministry, the Lord is our shepherd. Thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness once again and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
As we're singing, I just see pasture, pasture, pasture of darkness. Indifferent, pasture of perversion, pasture of complete and utter separation. But today, today the mighty Good Shepherd, the one who came after me, Jesus, we call upon you, God. You came in here with whatever you came in here with, whatever you came in here holding on to, he wants you to know today he's here to lead you out. Hey. I don't know if it's addiction. Into his marvelous light.